This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/amazonprime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, still outside. This is my field trip. I'm about 30 feet away from the Danettes, but I'm outside and protecting them with my COVID testing from Saturday morning, and want to make sure that they're safe. But they do come out, they have their mask on. Bedside manner, Paulie's bedside manner might be the best out of all the Danettes.
Oh, I actually, that's bad for my brand, Dan.
I know.
I'm supposed to be a nice guy.
I know, because Paulie came out, started the show, and he goes, "How you doing?" I go, "Ah, a little rough today." And then there was silence, and then Paulie goes, "All right." And then he turned around and I went, "Thanks, Paul."
Sometimes when you're sick, the words don't really help a lot. Like, "Hey, man, I wish you felt better." Yeah, we all wish you felt better. I didn't really know what to say to you. You're sweaty and you're tired. I'm like, "We got a show to do. Let's knock it out."
I know. And then Todd comes out and he's
"How you doing? What are we eating tomorrow?
What's for lunch?" Yeah, he's worried about Meat Friday. He goes, "Well, you're out in the grilling area. Are we going to have Meat Friday?"
Can you just move your desk into the parking lot? Because we really have to grill where you're currently sitting.
I said, "Todd, how about I make it through today's show, okay?"
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, all right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We'll check in with Steve Sands from the Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Get his thoughts on this new golf tour and how it impacts the PGA Tour. PGA Championship coming up. Is Phil Mickelson going to be able to play in the PGA Championship? Tiger, of course, is going to play as well. Spent a lot of time the last 2 hours talking about what happened last night. Grizzlies roll the Warriors without Ja Morant, and Golden State's still up 3-2. Doesn't seem like Draymond Green is too concerned. He had this to say after the blowout loss.
"You know, one thing I don't respect is people who only bring it when they win it. You know, embrace crowds when you win it. We call those front runners. We're not front runners, you know. We got our ass kicked. That's all right. It happens. But you don't be front runner. You know, when you spew it out, you gotta be willing to take it and not hide from it, not duck from it, not run from it. Embrace it. So I appreciated the crowd tonight and the energy that they brought to the game. You know, and if they want to whoop that streak, we're going to whoop them together."
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I don't really know what he's talking about. I only respect people who bring it when they win too, when they lose. Like, what are you saying?
Well, he's talking about front runners, but
is he talking about players or is he talking about the fans?
But Memphis hasn't won anything. It's not like you'd say, "Boy, you're..." I guess he's saying that you're jumping on the bandwagon now that Memphis is doing well. Yeah, Marv.
I think he was talking about himself. So because he was getting rowdy with them and, you know, they were whoop that trick. He was like, this is a jam. I'll do it too. And so I really just think the Warriors are going to smack the Grizzlies game six. That's really all I'm saying.
Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, it's a song called Whoop That Trick, as he's referring to.
Of course.
It's I think it's Terrence Howard's song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the song. I just don't know what he's saying. I don't understand like what his point is about. So is he congratulating himself for taking the, like, you know, see, like, I did well because I could be out here dancing even though we lost.
But is he saying that he's not a front runner?
Is he saying other people are front runners because then he's not a front runner because he was still able to have fun when they lost? I really don't understand what his point was.
Yes, Todd.
And isn't it tricky to whoop that trick? So you got to really factor that in going into the next game.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
No, you know.
What's the opposite of?
Yeah. We need the sound effect when you lose points.
It would be poob.
Oh, that would be back.
That's even worse.
Right, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy.
Rough top of the hour for me here.
Dude, I'm not feeling well.
I know. Make you feel worse.
Poob.
Poob? Poob?
Suddenly I'd feel better than you.
I feel a little crummy right now.
Yeah. Heat at the 76ers game six. We're talking about the Heat. Suns at the Mavericks. That'll be game six as well. Spent a little bit of time talking about Bill Plaschke's column on Jeannie Buss. Had a lunch date with her, the Lakers owner, and was able to, I don't know if it was a date, but I think it was an interview.
That's breaking news.
Yes, it was an interview at lunch. And, you know, she said she was unhappy. I don't know if anything really jumped out. That, yes, there are a lot of voices there in the front office. I do think that's an issue. You know, do you come up with a consensus? Can you? At what point does Jeannie Buss say, I'm going to do this because I'm in charge here? And she should listen to Phil Jackson. This isn't the first time Phil has, you know, whispered in her ear, giving her advice. I'm sure through all of this, she uses him as a sounding board. And if Magic wants to be involved in it, use him as a sounding board. But at some point, you have to get to the realization, this is my team. This I have to make these decisions. Because it feels like if the Rambuses have things to say or Rob Pelinka has things to say, you don't even know who your coach is. What's LeBron's role going to be? Do you want to keep Westbrook? Would you trade Anthony Davis? You know, you got one of the highest salary cap, luxury tax situations. There's a lot. And it feels like the Lakers are stuck. They're stuck for another couple of years here. Yeah, Marv.
I feel like Magic Johnson shouldn't really have any say, only because he quit mid-season. He didn't even tell anybody. Yeah, and now he's got all these. I mean, his Twitter is just Captain Obvious. But other than that, it's such a mess over there.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, you keep bringing people back. You know, you never fall out of the family there. But it feels like this might be that make or break year. What more?
So if I quit this show.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, but you know what, Paulie? I have some suggestions. Man, didn't you quit? You quit mid-show. Hey, guys, you go press conference. I don't even tell you guys. I just.
Well, Paulie stays in touch with McLovin.
I don't know if he sent any show ideas.
I don't think he did that when he worked here.
No, I remember a couple.
Well, he was with us for 12 years.
Yeah, at least a dozen.
Yeah. Oh.
Now he doesn't talk shop.
Well, that's good. That's probably good. Here's another thing I was wondering about with Tom Brady. Spent some time last hour talking about that contract. Let's say Tampa Bay doesn't get to the Super Bowl. Fox has the Super Bowl. Does Fox bring in Tom Brady for the Super Bowl coverage this year at the end of the season? What if he's going to play another year? You put it in the contract that if you don't make the Super Bowl this year, and Fox is carrying the Super Bowl, that you have to join us in the booth or part of the festivities. It would be a little awkward if you have Greg Olson as the analyst the entire season, and then Tom comes in at the Super Bowl to Bigfoot him. I think he would have to go, you know, that'd be one of those, and let's go out to Tom Brady, and then Tom decides, hey, I'm not going to throw it back. I'm just going to keep it here. But maybe you put him on the panel with Kurt Menefee and company. But I would try to take advantage of that relationship with Tom. Even though he's not on the books until he retires, I'd still want to get him a couple of reps there in a big time situation. Yeah, Paulie.
And the awkwardness of Brady having to cover a Super Bowl that he's not in. But that could be in his contract. If I'm Fox, I absolutely would have locked that down as a possibility.
Oh, man, would he be miserable? Miserable, you would think. Being that close to the Super Bowl, and I don't know. We do have a pie bet. Seton says the Grizzlies will win two more. Paulie has the Warriors. Seton gets two pie, or Paulie gets two pies if the Grizzlies win both games, and then Seton gets one if the Warriors win the next game. There's new NBA awards. I don't know if anybody was asking for it, but if you win the MVP in the Eastern Conference, you get the Larry Bird Trophy. And if you get the MVP in the Western Conference Finals, you get the Magic Johnson Trophy.
Give him the bird. That's what I call the trophy. I got the bird. Give him the bird.
NFL schedule release party is coming up tonight. And for the most part, you probably know who your team is going to play. You just don't know when. And that'll unfold. I'm just curious about the weekend. That Thursday and that Sunday, I'm thinking it's going to be the Rams and the Bills Thursday night. There's not going to be that doubleheader that first Monday night. The second week, it's a staggered start, ESPN and ABC. And Rich Eisen, our good buddy, text Paulie to say, hey, there's going to be a game on ESPN, game on ABC, and they're going to be staggered by about 30 minutes, which is interesting philosophy there. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, I guess they did some research. Remember when they did that Monday night early game? It started like 7,
yeah.
Then a 10:15 kick.
Yeah.
The late game was a dog on the East Coast and Midwest ratings-wise, so they stagger it more, and so you can't watch both back-to-back, but more people watch.
Mike in L.A. leads us off this hour. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I just wanted to say really quick about Tom Brady. You know, I think he's been, you know, paying his dues, you know, for years and building up his cred, you know, and he has a lot to say, you know, when he gets that gig with Fox. You know, he's been doing that for years every Monday with Scratchy.
Yeah,
a lot of people that, you know, haven't heard those interviews and stuff, go on there and listen. You know, he has a lot to say, and a lot of it's riveting.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you, Mike. He was talking about Scratchy. That's Jim Gray's nickname. Does the podcast, the Let's Go podcast. It's different. That's different. You do a morning interview with WEEI every Monday during the season. They're asking you questions. Tom has to question what he's seeing on the football field. Athletes will wait for you to bring it to them. Now you're in a position where you have to bring it to us. That Tom has to go out and get it and show us, tell us about this. And that's different. You know, when you have athletes try to interview somebody, well, they're not very good because they're used to getting the questions asked to them. And plus, Tom spent most of his career trying not to tell us anything. The Tampa Tom has been entertaining, and if you could get a little more of that and less of the Patriot way, then, you know, maybe he'll be really successful. People are going to have their opinions about him. Like, Collinsworth is so good, but people find him polarizing. Joe Buck, very good at what he does. Polarizing. Why, I don't know, but it just feels like Collinsworth and Joe Buck, that they're polarizing. They're great at what they do. Some of the best who've ever done it. But they're just certain analysts or play-by-play voices. They're just polarizing. Yeah, Paul.
A couple of my friends, the analysts they don't like, they never liked Tim McCarver, the baseball analyst. They never liked Chris Collinsworth. And I say, why don't you like these guys? Like, oh, they're such know-it-alls. Isn't that the only job in the world you want someone to be a know-it-all, the analyst of a game? They're like, McCarver, oh, he acts like he knows everything. He does. He was a catcher for like 8 decades.
That's why he's doing this.
The know-it-all.
You know,
oh, my mechanic, he knows so much about engines.
Yeah.
Ugh. I never got that. Like, Collinsworth, they're like, oh, he knows everything. He lets you know it. Yeah. It's his job.
My heart surgeon, he knows everything. Oh, he never stops talking about heart surgery. That's the kind of guy you probably want doing your heart surgery. Oh, what a note. Well, sometimes it's how you tell somebody. Like, if you speak down to them. Jay Billis gets criticized sometimes. That does he speak down to the audience? I never got that, but, I mean, he's 6'8", so he is speaking down to you. Thank you, Todd.
I like that.
Thank you.
He's tall. He has to look down.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. but they're just certain analysts. Howard Cosell, he was polarizing, but even if you hated him, you tuned in, you listened to him. That's I always find that fascinating. You know, when somebody says, "Hey, I hate you, I hate your radio show, but I listen every day," I go, "Okay, thank you." Let me see. Ryan in South Dakota. That's Ryan in South Dakota.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Ryan.
Yeah, just the Brady contract. I mean, $20 to $25 million a year. That's why it has to work. I mean, there's no
room it's more
for error.
Than that. It's going to be close to $40 million a year.
So there's absolutely no room for error, and if it's bad, people are going to know right away.
Yeah.
And there's enough people that don't like that guy that will make that job absolutely miserable for him. So I hope.
But will you tune in? Would you tune out of a game because of Tom Brady?
No, because I'm not a Patriots fan or a Buccaneers fan, but I can appreciate all he's done for the game. His record is something to marvel at, honestly. And the other quick thing I wanted to point out too is like CBS. Remember a couple years ago, CBS Golf, they got rid of Gary McCord and Peter Costas, who were fantastic in that role. Nobody wanted them to leave, and they replaced those guys with Davis Love, and I think it was Trevor Immelman. Immelman's still there, but the Love thing was an abject failure on all accounts, and he was the first person to admit that it was just bad. And if you remember, he said I'd have thoughts, but I couldn't get them out.
And that's what I always tell people. Hell, Tom's great on the podcast with Jim Gray. He is. But when they're live bullets out there as an analyst, you got to be able to capture all of that. Like Tom does it to succeed when he's playing the position. Now you have to tell us what the quarterback is thinking or needs to do in those situations. And you have 15 seconds to do it. And it's a big moment. You go to the line of scrimmage and you're waiting. Brady's got to tell you what he thinks is going to happen or what he sees out there. You can't just become a spectator. Because when you do and you're a split second late, it messes up the timing, your play-by-play voice. I mean, it'll be tricky for Tom. But I can guarantee you he'll do some mock games. He's probably done mock-up games. But if I'm Fox, I at least have to say, Tom, do you think you could be any good at doing this? I at least have to ask that. It's nice to have him as a brand ambassador. I want to make sure that it's – I mean, Jason Witten, Hall of Famer – it was too soon for him. And if he had, 2 years to get ready for that, it'd be good. But doing a 1 o'clock game would have been better for him. Not, let's showcase him on Monday Night Football. He needed to ease into it. And maybe he could have been successful. But I think that's also the key. Tom doesn't get an easing in period. It's like, there you go. Tom, all eyes are on you. Yeah, Paulie.
And if Brady struggles as a broadcaster, it'll be like when you go back to your 20-year high school reunion and the quarterback captain of the football team comes back and he's bald and a little chubby, there's finally an opening to goof on him. There's finally something he doesn't do well. And that's how people will treat it.
Let's take a break. Steve Sands will join us on loan from the Golf Channel. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Saudi-backed tour. Is Phil Mickelson out of timeout? And he's able to play in the PGA Championship. Tiger quietly prepping for the PGA Championship. But we'll gauge the temperature of the tension that's going on with the PGA Tour and its players and what the end game is going to be. That's coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. LifeLock is here to help you. LifeLock by Norton. You have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously, dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. Protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. And if you're a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. And LifeLock is the first to say that. But it's easier to protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts right there. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year if you use the promo code Patrick 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick. That will get you 25% off. LifeLock by Norton. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
More phone calls coming up. We were talking about Tom Brady, that personality. Going to put him in the booth there. What are you going to say? I mean, he's been talking football, speaking football for 30 years. It's just the language. Sometimes you get caught up. It's like when you go into Home Depot and you talk to a guy and he goes, well, are you talking about this or that or this or that? And you're going, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then I go, you know, you got to speak, down to me. Tom is going to have to do that. Remember, we thought Tony Romo was not going to be successful because he wasn't a good talker in Dallas. After the game, Seton, do your Tony Romo impersonation.
That's frustrating, disappointing.
Yeah.
It's just disappointing, frustrating right now.
And that's all we knew of Tony Romo. And all of a sudden, Tony Romo changes broadcasting. I don't know what Brady's going to be like, but I think the potential is fascinating. Yes, Pauline.
We were also discussing this in the break. Like, Brady's a preparation maniac. I could see him talking to Kevin Burkhart, the play-by-play man, and say, come on down for a week. Let's work on this on our own. Let's get to know each other. Brady's going to have at least a year and a half to get ready for this. Maybe 2.5 years.
Pat Riley was an analyst for NBC when NBC had the NBA. Pat Riley built a set in his garage so he would get acclimated of sitting on the set with Bob Costas. He was maniacal about his preparation as well. Spring and Steve Sands, one of the great voices with NBC Sports, play-by-play, host and interviewer. And we'll get to the PGA Tour in a moment. Let me get your thoughts on Tom Brady, the broadcaster.
You know what, Dan? I was thinking about it when you were just talking about it. And we had Tiger in the booth, David Faraday and I, on NBC in December at the Hero World Challenge. Tiger, the greatest player of his generation. Tom Brady, the greatest player of his generation. And we were all wondering, how's this going to play out? And we had Tiger in the booth, Dan, for probably 40, 45 minutes. Live golf going on. His golf acumen is incredibly high, just like Tom Brady's. His preparation is, you know, unmatched, just like Tom Brady's. And we all thought, how's this going to work out? And Tiger was fabulous, Dan. He was incredible talking about the players of today versus the way he played, the way golf courses are attacked now versus when he was, say, in his heyday. He was very in tune with the guys who were playing the game at the time and the best players in the world who were there at the Hero World Challenge. And he was fantastic. We were ready to sign him up right there back in December. And this was 5 months ago. I think it's potential for Tom Brady, Dan. I like you. You never know how it's going to play out. You know he's going to be ready. You know he's going to give it his all. You know he's going to work and he's going to prep. The question is, does he have the enthusiasm? Does he have the ability to go criticize other players who he's played against, coaches he's played against, coaches he's played for? I think it's going to be fascinating. And why wouldn't you? If you have the money to do it like Fox does, why wouldn't you sign Tom Brady? His star power alone is going to make people watch.
But when you have somebody polarizing, like Tom Brady is not easy to root for a lot of people.
Right.
He's got everything. And now he's going to make even more money after playing football than he did when he made, you know, $300 million playing football.
Yeah, I think that we love to, what, make people stars and then tear them down? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
The analogy in golf would be with Tiger. The only person you could possibly compare Tom Brady to in today's game is Tiger. And I'm telling you, Tiger was fabulous in the booth with us. He was insightful. He was entertaining. He told some stories. He said what it's like to be these guys. He was allowing the audience, Dan, to kind of get a little bit of an understanding of what Justin Thomas and John Rahm and these great young players are now going through and what they're about to go through if they bust that door wide open. So if you're Tom Brady and you're on Fox and you're sitting next to Kevin in the booth and you're at a huge game, and say it's a Cowboy game and Dak Prescott hasn't yet won that Super Bowl that everybody is dying for him to win to validate his contract and validate what everybody thinks is amazing potential out of Dak Prescott. I'm just using him as an example, Dan. Tom can tell the audience exactly what he's about to go through and what he's trying to do. And if he's able to communicate that, and Tom, by the way, like Tiger, Dan, has become a much better communicator. Seems like he's been freed up since he left New England and went down to Tampa Bay. I think that it's worth a shot from Fox. And again, he's the biggest star in all of professional football, maybe in all of sports. He's recognizable by anybody who's never heard of a hockey puck, a basketball, or a first down line. And I think it's worth a shot to give Tom the money if they have the money,
yeah,
which clearly they do. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see what type of communicator he is with a headset on and not just with a microphone in his face being asked questions by people like us.
Steve Sands, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. I wanted to talk to you about this LIV tour, the Saudi-backed tour, and what this is going. Let's say nobody knows anything about this topic, the casual fan. What would you tell them about this tour and the impact, potential impact on the PGA Tour?
Well, to the casual fan, I would say if you've heard of the USFL, It's not analogous because one's international for the most part, and one was completely domestic. The USFL tried to go against the NFL years ago. They had Herschel Walker, they had Kelvin Bryant, they had guys like that, and it didn't work. What LIV Golf is trying to do is compete against the PGA Tour. And the PGA Tour is the biggest and baddest, wealthiest, most prestigious golf tour in the world. And they are trying to stave off any type of competition. And that's what LIV Golf is trying to do. They are backed by Saudi dollars, and they have a lot of money. Someone told me the other day, it's kind of like playing poker with someone, Dan, and sitting across the table, and that guy has all the chips. Clearly, they have the money and they have the backing. Whether or not they'll be able to get the players and be able to get this thing started to compete, literally compete against the PGA Tour, we'll have to wait and see.
But also, Greg Norman is heading this up, and it feels like Greg Norman is really, really mad at the PGA Tour.
Yeah, he's been mad at the PGA Tour for a long time. If you remember all the way back to, I know you're a golf fan, you and I text back and forth, we've known each other for years. For the casual sports fan, but for the diehard golf fan, they know this. But for the casual sports fan who's you know, listening and watching your show right now, Dan, way back when, 25, 30 years ago, Greg Norman, who's from Australia, huge personality, was an incredibly popular and polarizing figure in golf. He wanted to start a big world tour. The PGA Tour thwarted that off, and they built what became the World Golf Championship events, a 3 or 4 golf tournament series that were played around the world. And one of them is still played today, actually. The Match Play in Austin, Texas, was played in March. And Greg has had an interesting relationship with the PGA Tour ever since. And clearly he is now on the LIV Golf side as opposed to the PGA Tour side currently.
Was Phil Mickelson suspended? Was he in timeout? And now he's allowed to play in the PGA Championship?
I don't know if he was suspended officially. We were told at the Players that he took a break and that the PGA Tour accepted that. If he wanted to play, I'm sure that he could go and take the correct routes, have the correct communication with the PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, and get back onto the golf course competing at a PGA Tour level. You know, Phil, as you've documented many times, got himself in some trouble with some of the things that he said and needed to take a timeout, and not just a 20, Dan. He needed to take a full, and he clearly has taken a full. He has not competed in a long, long time.
PGA Tour going to be able to keep these, like, I'm trying to figure out what that relationship is like. You don't want to anger these players. You still need these players for your tour.
Yeah.
Can they suspend people? Fine people? Like, I don't know what the end game will be here of how you can keep everybody happy-ish on the PGA Tour.
You know, I think that it's very dicey. It's a tricky spot for the PGA Tour, but maybe it's not. Maybe what they did a couple of days ago, Dan, by not allowing their players to have the releases to go play in the first LIV Golf event next month outside of London, maybe that's the power play that the PGA Tour thinks is the best move to keep its players. We've heard the players in the last couple of days at the AT&T Byron Nelson outside of Dallas, Dan, say things like, hey, if you want to go play, you can play. There's nothing stopping the players, Dan, from going to play in LIV Golf. What they would have to do is either lose their PGA Tour rights, in other words, leave the PGA Tour. So now they're completely independent from the PGA Tour. But the PGA Tour is a player organization, Dan. The players make their own bylaws. If they want to change the rules, if they want to change the bylaws, they can do that. Will they do that? I don't think they will. The PGA Tour has been such an amazing avenue for all of these players. We heard Tiger say in December at the Hero World Challenge that he has no interest in LIV Golf, that he is completely backing Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour. Now, do they need to make a couple of tweaks to appease the star players, Dan? Do they need to raise the purses or change the way things are done, especially for the best players in the world? Yes, they do. And the PGA Tour recognizes that. But if the players want to go play, Dan, they can play. But it's kind of like freedom of speech, Dan. You know, everybody thinks freedom of speech covers everything. Well, it doesn't cover everything. And there are consequences to things that you say. And if you go play LIV Golf and you're a PGA Tour member, there will be consequences. And yes, the PGA Tour can suspend the players.
Great to talk to you as always, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Dan. Anytime.
Steve Sands, NBC Sports, play-by-play, also works Golf Channel. I think Tiger has given his opinion on this. You know, Phil was laying low. I was told he was suspended or asked not to play. I don't know what that means. Are you suspended? No, he wasn't suspended. He was just told not to play. That sounds like a suspension to me.
You're okay to join us. We'd prefer it if you didn't.
Scott in Tampa joins us. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 6 foot with a robust 260.
All right.
Thank you. Question about this: the split of the tours here. Say Tiger comes back and wins a couple majors before it's all done, but a third of the players that he used to compete are on another tour. Do they put an asterisk next to those championship titles?
I don't think so. Thanks for the phone call. I think you're still going to have these players playing in the majors. They may not be playing in, the 84 Lumber Open or something. But, you know, they're looking at the amount of money that you can make. There's going to be some obscene first place checks. You know, like $20 million. If they have the money and you follow the money, these players are going to play. You know, there's an event, and the first one is in Portland. So you're going to have events in the United States competing against events in the United States. It's a tricky situation right now for what's going on with the PGA Tour. Tiana in California joins us. Tiana, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Great.
I'm glad to hear you're on the mend from COVID. First time.
I think I am.
I think. Yeah. You're on the uphill swing of it.
What do you have for me?
First time, long time, 5'3", 115. I was calling to see if you might want to come to my graduation on June 3rd from the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting.
I would love to, but I might have to Zoom that graduation.
Okay. All right. That will do.
Did you? When do you graduate in
I'm
June?
I'm an online student.
Okay. Great. How would you rate your experience?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing.
Okay.
I've already emailed all the instructors to ask if they'll show up for graduation, too.
Well, they will. And, Tiana, thank you for the phone call, and congratulations graduating from my school to sportscasting. We have probably 300 online students. We started out with 5 students total. We have close to 450 right now, and that's in 3.5 years. They've done a wonderful job. Yeah, Paulie.
With NIL, you should get Elon Musk and start the Full Sail football team.
Yeah. Well, if I could offer name, image, and likeness, and you guys could get paid to go to the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting.
Arch Manning is going to Full Sail to play football? Jeez, that's odd.
Look who called in. It's National Limerick Day. Ryan in Honolulu joins us. Hi, Ryan.
Hello!
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, man, thanks for playing hurt. I hope you feel better.
Uh-oh.
They say laughter is the best medicine, so please don't listen to Fritzy!
Wait, Ryan, are you on speakerphone?
No. Why? What's going on? Are we good?
Are you in a bathroom?
No.
Oh, all right. Sounds...
Oh, hang on. I got two quick limericks for you, Dan, but I only do flamericks, not lamericks.
Okay.
There once was a girl named Jenny Batchy, who Dan thought was his perfect matchy. Dan drove to her dorm. That was poor form. She slammed the door and closed the latchy.
All right.
Throwback.
All right, yeah. It still hurts. It still hurts what happened. Jenny Batchy drove up to see her moment's notice. I late at night with my guys, and I'm like, we should drive to Miami of Ohio and let's go see Jenny Batchy. Yeah. And then you show up and you go, oh, there's Jenny, and she's with another guy. This was a bad idea.
I was just in the area, and I thought I'd just say hello to you, Jenny. I love you, and never mind.
That's a long ride back home, huh?
Ryan, what else do you have?
All right. Here's the back row flamerick. There once was a man from Nantucket watching Dan Patrick show filled his passion bucket. But Fritzy bored him to death, and with his last breath, he said, "Tell the back row to suck it."
All right, I like that one.
That one's good. I like it.
Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, indeed. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. A Meat Friday at that. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. It's a Meat Friday. I don't even know what's on the menu. I just know that I might be out here in the grilling area again, which will be interesting. But Meat Friday is coming up. Paulie just sent me this. It's a Tom Brady Tiger Woods stat of the day. Time between titles and majors. So the majors for Tiger and the titles for Tom. Tom Brady, 9 years, 360 days between wins in Super Bowl 39 and Super Bowl 49. Tiger, 10 years, 302 days between wins in the 2008 U.S. Open and the 2019 Masters. So, Tom, almost 10 years. Tiger, almost 11 years in between.
Whoa! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
I think people forget that Tony Romo was not a good interviewer, a good interview when he was with the Cowboys. He said very little there. And then I remember I was privy to one of his auditions. I had somebody who was there involved in one of his auditions, and this was not at CBS. And that person said, Tony Romo was unbelievable. And I said to the dentist, because I'd gotten this information, I came in the next day, I go, you'll never guess who was unbelievable in their audition to be an analyst. Dentists were guessing everybody. I said, Tony Romo. And they were like, no. I go, yes. Tony Romo, from what I was told, was unbelievable in the audition. And he proved to be worthy of that praise with what he's done. Some phone calls coming up. Friday's show, games tonight. Let's see. Final results of the poll question. This day in sports history. Ryan in North Carolina. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
Great,
Thanks
Ryan.
For taking the call.
Yeah.
So to your point, I think yesterday's show you were talking about it with Tom Brady, just the amount of money he's going to bring in for Fox. I don't think it matters if he's not good in the booth or not, just from appearances on other shows and other partnerships he's going to be able to do for them.
Yeah.
But it's Tom Brady. When has he never succeeded at anything?
Well, his combine, he didn't do well at the combine, but you're right. I mean, Brady's not going to embarrass himself. And I've worked with analysts before who didn't put in the time, and it showed. And then I remember Denny Green put in the effort, even though he was at the mothership and he knew he was, you know, he wanted to get another head coaching job. Marty Schottenheimer put in a tremendous amount of time, like really cared about being an analyst, a studio analyst there. If you put in the time, you have a good sounding board there, people can be honest with you. But it, you know, it's not like Tom Brady's learning to walk here and we're all holding out our hands to go, we're going to catch you if you're falling. He's going to do well. The question is, well, it's not a question. He will never do enough to validate that money to people. They'll be like, "Is $40 million. It's going to be no different than you watch a quarterback and you go, is Dak Prescott worth this kind of money? We're going to be saying the same thing about Tom Brady. He's never going to be worth that in people's minds. I mean, Chris Collinsworth wins sports Emmys, it seems like, every year. Best analyst. People are still, you know, not sold on Chris Collinsworth or finding polarizing, but he wins the hardware. Let's see. What else do we have? Taylor in Maryland. Hey, Taylor, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to tell you guys to lay off Fritzy a little bit. I think he's, like, carrying this show, you know?
Oh, he is. And, okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a comedic genius out here, and he really, if you guys get that Emmy, his name is going to be etched right in the back of it.
Hmm. Okay.
I did send him a lot of money to say
what
that.
What the hell's going on here? What is Taylor talking about here?
It's a very nice thing to say. All Even right. if it's completely inaccurate, it's a very thoughtful thing to say.
But I didn't pick on you any different.
Oh, no, I don't feel picked on. Not today, anyway. I sent him a note the other day, and a couple of pages long. How sad I feel.
That kind of came out of nowhere. I gave you, you know, opportunities to do your limericks today?
I did two limericks today.
Pulled. Oh, you know what? Final hour. Starting the final hour. That was bad.
Yeah. What happened then? I don't even remember.
No, remember he had a couple plays on words that weren't any good.
It's tricky to whoop that trick. Yeah. It didn't go well.
That was not a home run.
No, it's not good at all. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1982, the original USFL was formed. 1985, the New York Knicks won the first NBA draft lottery. They became Patrick Ewing. And 1997, Larry Bird was announced as the new head coach of the Indiana Pacers. And a year later to the day, Larry Bird won Coach of the Year. He was only the third rookie head coach to win NBA Coach of the Year.
Okay.
There it is.
1955 on this date, Toothpick Jones, the first black pitcher in baseball history to throw a no-hitter. He pitched for the Cubs, beat the Pirates at Wrigley. Toothpick Jones. I'm going to guess he pitched with a toothpick in his mouth. Or he was just really, really skinny.
Yeah, it might have been skinny.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. He built like a toothpick. Let's see.
String Bean Johnson.
Malnutrition Wilson was an awesome reliever in the 70s.
Well, there was a pitcher. What was it? Three-fingered Brown?
Yes.
Yeah. Like you didn't have to say, hey, how'd you get that nickname? Like he would just hold up his hand. You go, hey, three fingers.
Tapeworm Malone is a terrible hitter, but a good nickname.
On this day in 1910, the A's, Chief Bender throws a no-hitter. The umpire is Bill Dineen, who threw a no-hitter in 1905, making him the only person in baseball history to throw a no-hitter and be an umpire in a no-hitter. Bill Dineen. How about that one? I like that one. Todd, what did I learn today?
Can you be a great two-way player but not a great player? Well, Drew Dat.
Yeah. Recently watched my washed my truck, noticed some light swirls on the paint, grabbed the Meguiar's Hybrid Ceramic Pre-Wax Prep. Newest member of their hybrid. Man, I'm struggling to get to the finish line. Meguiar's Ceramic Made Easy. Thanks for being patient. We'll try it tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.